This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, President Trump visits a Nevada church and receives a powerful prophetic word. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
On Sunday, October 18th, Pastor Paul Mark Goulet welcomed a very special guest to their Sunday service. President Donald Trump and his team made their third visit to the International Church of Las Vegas. During the worship service, there was a moment that Pastor Denise Goulet greeted President Trump and went on to share the word that she received for the president. At 4:30 this morning, the Lord said to me, "I am going to give your president a second win." She continued saying that, "This has three meanings, a win. You will be president again. When an athlete is running a marathon, there is such a thing as a second wind, where you come to a point you have no energy and you feel like you have no strength. But all of a sudden, the lungs of this athlete have been trained at high altitudes, and because of that, the athlete is able to get so much energy and wins, or at least finishes the marathon." Pastor Denise went on to explain, "This is what the Lord is saying. He says He has made your lungs, your body, your spirit, and your strength. He has made it in such a way that you have been trained in such high-pressure places in the last 4 years, and even before that. And the Lord said, He is ready for the next 4 years, and I am giving Him a second win. And there's also a second wind. If you add the D, it's the Holy Spirit." She also said that God was telling her that President Trump was the apple of His eye, and that God was protecting him, President Trump, like He is protecting the ancient foundations of our nation. God wants to be in the middle of our nation. Spanish-language pastor Pascual Urumbazo gave a word to the president as well and encouraged the congregation to stretch their hands towards Donald Trump and pray for him. "As we draw closer to the November 3rd election, Christians need to be praying for our president, praying for the election, and praying for our nation to turn back to God." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.